Today's shiur is Ketzah Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem. We begin to say the Abba Parshis. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Pei He Sif Katan Aleph tells us about the Dal Parshis and tells us that the first of the Dal Parshis, Parshas Shkalim, where we had to bring every year Machzor Shekel, which the money was used for the Kabbanah Tzibur, anything that was brought by the Tzibur. The Karban Tamid every morning, every afternoon, the Karban Musaf, all was brought from the Machzor Shekel. The second parasha reminds us of the parasha Zachar, the mitzvah to eradicate Amalek. It's always the Shabbos before Purim, because Haman was a descendant of Amalek, and we have to remember to eradicate Amalek, and we always do it the Shabbos before Purim, to have the zechira, to remember to do it before the asiyah, before we actually do it. The third parasha is Parashas Parah, which is the parasha that speaks about the combination of the Parah Aduma ash and the Mayim Chayim, which is there to sprinkle and make sure everybody's tar before Pesach comes, so we'll be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the Karm Pesach. And then the fourth parasha is Parashas HaChodesh, where we speak about the Karm Pesach. So begin the Ketzah Shulchan Aruch Shabbos Lefnei Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSamach LeNissan, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh of Adar, which is closer to Nissan, which we know there could be two Adars, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So it's the Shabbos before Adar Sheni. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what happens if people made a mistake and they read the Arba Parashas in Adar Rishon. Do they have to redo it in Adar Sheni? The minhag is to redo it. He is Shabbos Parashas Shkalim, that's Parashas Shkalim. When Mechal Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, so then as he Shabbos Shkalim, so then Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Shkalim. When it's saying Shloshes Sefer Torah, we take out three Sefer Torah. There are opinions that say that we should take out maybe only one. We don't have to take out a separate Sefer Torah for Parashas Shkalim, because Parashas Shkalim, which we read from Parashas Kisisa, is so close to Parashas Truma Tetzava, which is usually the Parashas Shavuot. So we wouldn't have to do that, but the minig is that we do, of course. We might see in Shlosh Sefer Torah, we take out three Sefer Torah, Barishan, Koran, Shisha, Parashas Shavuot. In the first Sefer Torah, we read three Aliyahs from the Parashas Shavuot. B'sheni, Koran, L'shvi, B'shal, Rosh Chodesh. In the second Parashas, we read the Rosh Chodesh, U'maschilim, B'yayim, HaShabbos, and Parashas Pinchas. V'ayim, Chatzi Kaddish, then we say Chatzi Kaddish. B'shlishi, then we have the third Sefer Torah, Kairin Maftir b'Parashas Shkolim, we read Maftir in Parashas Shkolim, Maftir in Haftarah Shkolim. Em Tov, they made an error. V'schil Likra T'chilim b'Parashas Shkolim, they read Parashas Shkolim, then Goimrim, so they finished what they began. Maftir Kair b'Shal Rosh Chodesh, the Maftir reads Rosh Chodesh, Maftir Gamken Haftarah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and the Maftir is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If they didn't do any of that, they just read the Parashas Shavuot, they're different menhagim. Some menhagim are to take out another Sefer Torah and read the Parashas Shkolim and say the Haftorah without the brachas. And some suggest to wait for Musaf, for Mincha, and the first two, the Kohen and Levi, should read from the Parashas HaShavuah, and Shlishi will read Parashas Shkolim or whatever. Sibbeis. Shabbos Lefnei Purim, the Shabbos before Purim, the Parashas Zachar. The Shabbos Lefnei Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Parashas HaChodesh. Mechal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, as v'Shabbos lefnei Parashas HaChodesh, then Shabbos before Parashas Chodesh, the Shabbos before Parashas Chodesh, always Parashas Parah. Sif Gimel Yesh Omrim, ki Parashas Zachar, Parashas Parah. There are opinions that Parashas Zachar and Parashas Parah, Chayovim L'Kroisa Midaraisa, are Chayovim that we have to read Midaraisa. And therefore, Ein Karim Bem Karo L'Mafter. We don't call up a cotton from after. The meaning is, the Poskim say, that for Parashas Shkolim, from Parashas HaChodesh, we should also not call up a cotton unless there are extenuating circumstances. When we say not calling up a cotton, it means both that the cotton should not be the one that gets the aliyah, and the cotton should not be the one to be the Baal Kairi for this aliyah. Since these parashas are deraisa, one should be most careful not to eat before he hears those parashas. The Baal Kairi should have in mind that he wants to be Moitzi all the people who are listening, and all the people have to have in mind that they want to be Yotze this mitzvah. Regarding Parashas Zachar, many have the minig that women also are mechuyev in Parashat Zachar. It would be best that we should not have to make a special reading of Parashat Zachar for women. They should come to shul for the regular Parashat Zachar. If that's impossible, then would be second best is to have 10 men in shul when we're reading Parashat Zachar for the women. And if not, we could read for the women alone. This is halacha regarding Parashat Zachar. Regarding Parashat Parah, nobody suggests that women are obligated to come. Bnei Yeshuvim, then Karim Bem Katlam after, Bnei Yeshuvim Shein Laminyan, villages that don't have a minion, Tzrichim Shiyavoy L'makom Shesh Minyan, they should travel to a place there's a minion. The Yef Shalhem, if that's for some reason impossible, Yikru, my son, B'negitnes Karoy, we should read them with the as best as possible from where they are at home. When we read Parashat Zachar, we have to be most careful to pronounce all of the words properly. The Pasuk Timcha Zeicher Amalek. So we first read it with a Tzere Zeicher Amalek, and then we reread it Timcha Zeicher Amalek with a Zeicher Amalek with a Segol. A person who is a Sfardi should L'chatchila not hear the Kriyas HaTorah Parashat Zachar from an Ashkenazi, and so too not vice versa. One should also be careful that the Sefer Torah that's being used for Parashat Zachar should be the Sefer Torah that's written according to the minig of the person who wants to be Yotze, the Kriya Parashat Zachar from that Sefer Torah. There are those that are so careful that the Baal Kirei, from whom you're hearing Parashat Zachar, should pronounce the words, have the same dialect as you do. Sif Simekuf Memal Hilchos Megillah. Sif Al, Mishnechnas Adam Arba B'Simcha, when Adam comes, we should have more simcha. Yisrael Shesh Leidin Dvarim Avikachavim, if Yisrael has a dispute with Akum, the best time to have the case settled is Yishperim Abichai Dezeh. And as the Mukhe Erechayim from the Mechus Elazar explains, this halacha, Mishnechnas Adam Arba B'Simcha, is actually not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, nor in the Rambam. And he says the reason why. He says, if the halacha would be quoted, it would be limited. The Shulchan Aruch would tell us how we fulfill that mitzvah, Marbim B'Simcha. But this is a mitzvah that we don't want to have any limit. We want that this mitzvah should affect every aspect of our lives. And therefore, it's omitted, but because we want simcha, and we need to have simcha in every part of our lives. There are many shuls and private homes that have the minig that they put up signs in the home that indicate that clear Mishnechnas Adam Arba B'Simcha, and many have the minig to keep that sign up through Chodesh Nissan. Sibbeis v'mei Mordechai Vester, in the time of Mordechai Vester, Nikola Yehudim Shleish Esra Chodesh Adar, Klai Yisrael gathered on the 13th day of Adar, Lamed Al Nafsham to daven for their lives, to take revenge in their enemies. They had a daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyazrim, who should help them. And we find that whenever Klaus went to battle, Hisanu, Shiyazrim Hashem, they davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help them. The God Moshe Ben Olav Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu also fasted when he went to battle with Amalek. Then came Stamagam as b'mei Mordechai Esther. So too in the time of Mordechai Esther, his anu b'yom shloish asul chodesh Adar, they all fasted on the 13th day of Adar. Ulkein, klibaleim kol Yisrael, all Yisrael has accepted upon themselves yom zel tanat sibur, that this day is a tanat tibur, tanat sibur, v'nikr tanat Esther. It's called Tanis Esther. Today, Liska, to remember Shabbos Baruch Shemoy, Roya v'shemeya tefillah kolish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and hears all of our tefillahs, based on us when we are suffering, Kashi Yisana when we fast, v'yoshva Hashem, and therefore we turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavoy, with our entire heart, k'may shalom asolav asenu b'yom mehem b'zman hazeh, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in those days. And even though this Tanis is not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, this is a minig that everybody should fast, like the Shulchan Aruch said, because they fasted presumably then. And also, it should serve as a reminder that even though Purim is coming and Purim is a day of great joy, we should keep that day in perspective. And Moreover, we have to remember that even though Haman had the downfall in Purim, we still are suffering, and we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. And therefore, I saw that the Kava Yosha says, "Kol mi shetzarich rachmam eizeh dover." Anybody who needs help in any specific situation, who isn't that person? Yikach pnai la'atzma b'yoyim Tanis Esther. He should take some time out on Tanis Esther. V'yoyim t'chilem mizmecha b'eish shabatilim. He should say, Perecha beis in Tehillim, Lamnatzeach ala yelas ha-shachar, V'achach yishbarech sicha lefnei Hashem, then in Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should daven to Hashem, V'yask his chus Mordechai v'Esther, and mention the schus of Mordechai v'Esther, Asher b'schusam, and then there's chus, Ye'a toloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear his tefillah, V'yiftach lo yishar rachmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up the gates of rachmim, V'yikubal tefillah sparatz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillah. But this tainus is not the same level like the other tainusim that are mentioned in the pasuk. One can be lenient regarding this fast if so necessary. Nursing people, pregnant women, I feel somebody who is suffering. And therefore, the minig is that you certainly could take a shower or go swimming on Tanis Esther. And most Paiskim are lenient about listening to music. Also, there are Paiskim that are lenient with any woman who had a baby within the last 24 months. Furthermore, if somebody feels that if by fasting on Tanis Esther, he's not going to be able to enjoy Purim properly, there's also room for leniency. For Cain, Yoledis, Kol Shloshim Yoyim, a woman had a baby for 30 days, for Cain, Chosim Tach Sheva Shemei Mishter Shloi, a Chosim during the Sheva Brachas, Ein Etzrich Al-Hanas, they need not fast, for Yifur HaSatanas Achkach, they should pay up for the Tainas afterwards. Avashara Briyim, but everyone else who's Baruch Hashem healthy, Lo Yifur Shuas Atzim and Atzibur, they shouldn't be different than everyone else. Even somebody's traveling, the kosher of asanis, it's not so easy to fast. Become makom tzarich lefanis, he should fast. The halacha is, however, that somebody who's not fasting should try to not eat the same way as a day that he's baruch Hashem able to eat. Some suggest that you shouldn't eat meat on a Tanis Esther. People who are not well that day have to make up the fast day. But a woman who's pregnant or nursing doesn't have to make up the fast. The 14th day of Adar is Purim. From Chal Purim B'yom Rishon, if Purim falls on Sunday, Magdinim L'Sanis B'yom Chamishi, we push the fast back day to Thursday. We don't fast on Friday because it will detract from the Kav Shabbos, because we won't be able to prepare for Shabbos if we're fasting and not feeling well. We don't want to enter Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, not feeling well because we are fasting. V'myesh az bras milah, if there's a bris milah on Tanis Esther, which is being done early, yasas ha-suda b'layla, make the suda by night. Avo ha-sandik, v'aviyah ben matarim lecha b'yoyim, the sandik and the father may eat that day. V'ayin tzricham l'sanas b'yam shishay, and they don't have to make up on Friday. But somebody else who forgot that Thursday is Tanis Esther and ate on Thursday, Yisana B'yoyim HaShishi, should fast on Friday. Many people suggest that even the father and the sandik, if it's not difficult for them to fast on that day, they should fast on that day.